I read a statement one time I really liked. It says, a conversation across the table with a wise man is worth a year's study in books. And so there are ways. Books are very valuable, and I've got a lot from books, but sometimes if in the presence of one other person or maybe the right sound, the right statement made to you produces something more valuable than a month's or a year's study in books. Maybe one statement, or maybe just thinking about one thing, brings a flash of inspiration that's worth the study of many books. And so there's all kinds of ways to get knowledge. We can get knowledge so far by studying books, attending classes, but the highest knowledge you'll get will be reflecting on what you've studied. I notice that a lot of people with photographic memories, they can read a book in 5 minutes and remember the whole thing, those type of people. You never hear about them really accomplishing anything outside they can read a whole book in 5 minutes and remember it. That's their accomplishment. But what did they do with that knowledge? That's not enough time to reflect. You can take one sentence and reflect on it for 10 years and maybe come up with a piece of knowledge or understanding that is more valuable than 4 years in college. And so it's amazing how divergent knowledge is, how some pieces of knowledge are so much better than another. Now, we've all read about speed reading and how valuable it is. Well, I read an article one time about slow reading. And this guy recommended it. He says, speed reading is for the birds, he says. He says, I read very slow. And the whole article was about the importance of reading slow so you have plenty of time to think about what you're reading. And I thought, you know, I do that sometimes. I'll be reading along, and then when I find something important, I read it very slow, and then I read it over maybe 3 or 4 times to absorb it. And that's something you can't really do with any speed reading process. On the other hand, I think reading fast is good because you can read through and say, this isn't important, this is not important, not important. And when you get to something important, then do the slow reading. You know, read over carefully. And it's like the scriptures, for instance, that's something you don't want to speed read. Alice A. Bailey's works, you don't, you don't want to speed read through that. But
I find myself often when reading DK, I'll read something. What did you say there? And I have to read it.
Yeah, you have to read it over and over.
Just to get it.
Yeah.
Set it down and come back. You know, I read it a bunch of times and I'm tempted to put the bookmark on the next page. And I go, and I'm going to put it here because when I come back, I'll probably forget about 90% of what I think I understand and I need to read it again. And it'll
Yeah, with White Magic, one time I decided what I would do would be to read it, read over a page, and then summarize it, read over it and summarize it, the things that would be important for me to remember. And then later on in his books, and I, even though I'd read all his books, I didn't remember reading this, but shortly after I did that, I read in one of his books where he recommended you do that. I thought, oh, why didn't I register that the first time I read it? But he recommended you go through his books and kind of outline it as you read through it. And that way you'll understand it better, he said.
Fast, then slow down, and read slowly the new parts.
Yeah.
But skip kind of fast over the parts you already kind of know.
Yeah.
You listen on the audio most of the time, right?
Lately I do, yeah.
So I picture you in there with a little remote control, and you got Alvin and the Chipmunks, you know, narrating the book. And then all of a sudden you come to a part where you slow down and listen to regular speed.
Well, I've read his books several times, actually read them and studied them. So when I listen to them on audio, it helps listening to them on audio a lot better. It's been a while since I listened to them this time around. It's been a couple years since I listened to them all. But it's about time to go through them another time. I'm thinking of going through and finish outlining them all. I've just done White Magic is the only one I've outlined. But I figured that was an important one. Okay, the sixth need. the need for emotional fulfillment. Now, we have the need for love, but emotional fulfillment is more than just love. Because pure love goes beyond the emotions. And we were talking about love where it's related to service. However, emotional fulfillment is more toward your own needs. Because we have certain needs that we need filled as individuals. And many people make the mistake of putting the needs of everybody else beyond themselves. Now, we said pure love is the attitude of service, and that's good, as long as you do not deny yourself, because your needs also need fulfilled. If you have a need for, say, sports or music or entertainment, and your spouse or family doesn't want you to do these things, or they want to do something else, and you're always saying okay and giving in and doing what they want instead of what you want, you have to make time to fulfill your own needs. Because why? Right, you're as important as anybody else, aren't you, Lorraine? Right, even though Dee here is really important, you're just as important. And even though Larry is really important, you're still just as important.
Well, I'm not even Larry.
Larry's bigger than you, though, so. But anyway, this is a big problem people have. They sacrifice their needs. And all of us have needs. And if we feel we're enlightened, we like to think, well, I'm beyond needs, you know. But you aren't. No matter who you are, you're not beyond needs. You're not beyond needing to have a good time, needing to have a good laugh, needing to be entertained, needing to go to a good movie, to a good play, to listen to a good concert, to come to a great gathering like this. But we all have certain needs, and we need to nourish ourselves. And we should figure out some way to reward ourselves every day in some little ways. I have little ways that I reward myself every day. We should all figure little things every day. Now, once in a while, you get something big as reward, maybe, but you should have some little reward every day for yourself. Figure out what it is. At the end of the day, a certain time, you give yourself a reward. And that way, it helps fill your personal needs somewhat. What kind of reward do you give yourself, Ben? What have you done for yourself in the last day?
Come to the gathering.
Okay. Well, I guess that was a silly question. That's what we all did, wasn't it? Okay, let me pick on somebody else. James, what did you do to reward yourself sometime this week before the gathering?
I just hang around Susie.
Boy, did he give the right answer or what? When he gets home tonight, I would like to have a camera available.
Repeat it for the microphone.
What?
What
no,
James said.
Oh, fine. No,
the microphone didn't pick up what James said.
Yeah, it probably did. I go through and I amplify it if it does, and it usually picks it up. Just have to blow the sound up about three times. But this is an important one. Many people get sick because they feel that they deny themselves, and then they don't really face the fact that they're denying themselves because they think they're doing everybody a favor by denying themselves, but they aren't. But what they do when they deny themselves, they start to act like a martyr. You know, subconsciously it enters in, and then they start acting like a martyr, and then they start annoying everybody they're around. So by fulfilling themselves and making themselves, giving themselves little rewards, you know, a little reward at least every day, and maybe a bigger reward once a week, and then bigger reward still once a month. But some type of reward on a daily basis will pacify you, so you won't go around acting like a big martyr, like you're doing the whole world a favor by denying yourself, you know. And a lot of people do that, and they wind up annoying a lot of people. And they wind up also making themselves sick because they interfere with the energy flow. By fulfilling yourself, the energy loves positiveness like that.
So what do you do? Because I just can't picture you
saying as soon as I'm done with this chapter, I'm going to pop a box of chocolates. Okay, 5 o'clock every day, I drink a glass or two of wine. Okay. That's one thing. And then after Artie goes to bed, I do other things. Artie goes to bed about midnight, and I go to bed about 5 in the morning.
Hey, JJ. Yeah. 18 under par in frisbee golf.
What's that?
That was a real reward.
On Wii.
Oh.
18 under par.
Under par, wow.
To me, that was a real reward. I worked hard at
that. Yeah, that's actually playing golf. It was your reward. That was like a bonus, because that's not something you can control every time.
That's right.
The reward is something you can control. So you can control your reward. But like if you're bowling or something and you bowl a high score, that's a bonus. But you don't get the high score every time.
I really have fun.
I got a try.